Healthcare workers around the country are attending crash courses on constitutional law. They are preparing for encounters with immigrations and customs enforcement officers who are now officially allowed inside healthcare facilities for the first time. Jackie Fortier with our partner KFF Health News has the story.
Walking in the door at a St. John's Community Health Clinic in South L.A., the waiting room is bustling with patients. The community health worker, Anna Ruth Varela, is worried that it's about to become a lot quieter. Patients are afraid to leave their homes.
The other day I spoke with one of the patients, says, I don't know if she'll got my appointment to cancel. I don't know what to do.
Patients are hesitating to get care because they now fear they could be arrested inside the clinic. For years, a long-standing policy prevented federal immigration agents from making arrests at or near sensitive locations, including schools, places of worship, and health centers. But the policy was rolled back in January, just hours after Donald Trump's inauguration.
So that's when I learned that, hey, you know, we may, you know, exactly be a target. I thought we had more time.
Clinic Administrator Darren Harris is racing to teach hundreds of St. John's health workers how to read warrants instead of intake forms.
Before ICE arrests, the one rule is silence is golden. Let's say that together. Silence is golden.
People in the U.S. without legal status have always been at risk of arrest. But now that agents can come through the clinic doors at any time, Harris tells the health workers they need to know their constitutional rights and teach their patients.
So what if ICE comes to St. John's?
Staff have a lot of other questions. Can they warn patients if ICE is in the building? Can agents go into exam rooms? Matt Lopez has some of those answers. He's director of state advocacy for the National Immigration Law Center.
If immigration officers want to enter private spaces or access private information at a healthcare center, they have to have a warrant signed by a judge.
But Lopez says this is uncharted territory for health clinics.
We don't have a track record to be able to know what a raid at a healthcare center looks like.
So he's advising clinics to double down on training staff.
It's incredibly important that every healthcare center has somebody who is trained to be able to read those warrants, to be able to read that they are valid or not.
Up in the San Francisco Bay Area, Zenaida Aguilera is that person for La Clinica. If ICE shows up, she's on call to rush over. She'll head to one of the 31 community clinics across three counties to verify that the warrants are legitimate. Aguilera is also taking on the burden of training all the staff. She's not even a quarter of the way done.
I feel really tired. We have about probably 1,000 more staff, so the majority of the work is still yet to happen.
California has close to 2 million unauthorized residents. She's afraid the state will be a focus of immigration enforcement.
We would like to stay agnostic, and we would like to just do the work of caring for our patients.
The only thing health clinics can do for now, she says, is be prepared for immigration agents to walk through the door.
That was reporter Jackie Fortier with our partner, KFF Health News.